For the last 4 years, the Wyoming legislature has been meeting at a remodeled Kmart as the state capitol complex has undergone extensive renovations. While new state office space is being constructed, the big news surrounds the restoration that has taken place inside the Capitol building. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck explains.
As you can tell, they aren't quite done. Wearing hard hats, yellow vests, and plastic bags over our shoes, we walk through a renovated underground space that leads to the Capitol building. The area is dark and covered with sawdust, but architectural project manager Suzanne Norton points out the highlights.
Six public meeting rooms, three on each side. The largest seats 75 people. On this side, we have the media center, a visitor center, a learning center, and on this side we have more meeting rooms.
If you've ever been to a legislative session and had to stand outside, those days are likely over. The rooms will also be high-tech. There will be audio sound systems with the availability to stream video of the meetings. Lobbyists will also have a space, but they'll be placed the furthest away from the Capitol building. Former State Senator Jane Mockler of Cheyenne joins us on the tour. It was Mockler who was fed up with the condition of the Capitol almost 20 years ago and urged lawmakers to fix it.
We'd reached a point where every day something broke.
Former Appropriations Committee co-chairman Phil Nicholas agreed it was a serious problem.
We were having water breaks that were creating substantial damage throughout the building. We were having pipe failures, we were having electrical failures, we were having fires, those sorts of things, all of great concern. And the beginning of the exercise was this Capitol needs to be renovated, and so we began the process of saving money.
The original idea was to renovate the Capitol, but because of health problems, Nicholas started traveling to other states and looked in on restored capitals during his visits. He was impressed with what they looked like. He convinced lawmakers to restore as opposed to remodel, and the state embarked on a $300 million endeavor. There have been many critics who said the state could not afford the project, but supporters say they had to fix it anyway, so why not do it right? Mockler says the idea is to take the Capitol back to the early days of statehood.
Because it was built in three sections, in 1888, 1890, and then 1917. And so I think for the core of the building, they are trying to have it look a lot like it looked in the original. But for the colors and the life safety and all that, they've really taken it back to 1917. So when you get in the House and the Senate chambers, you can see that that's the colors that they brought it back to and the design.
So instead of pastel-like colors in the House and Senate and lots of whites inside the building, they were able to take it back to original colors. Project manager Suzanne Norton says they spent a lot of time peeling off layers to get it right.
So there are some very, very talented people working on our project, and somehow they were able to take away layers of paint and show us what was there. They were able to scientifically determine what the colors were, what the decorations were, and they've recreated it.
The house has been restored to its original green, olive, and gold look. It now has windows behind the speaker's chair that can be opened in the afternoon. And the Senate has a carpet of maroon and gold with shades of brown, gold, and green on the walls. Nicholas says the entire Capitol has a different look.
Huge committee rooms on the main floor of the Capitol, which expose some of the most beautiful attributes of the Capitol. We compromised to make sure that there was that each elected official has a ceremonial office around the rotunda. The governor's office, of course, the governor's should be and was the big winner. His space is going to be fantastic.
The coolest room is the old Supreme Court room, which will be used as a committee room. That's where the original Constitution was signed.
That's a beautiful room, and to me, it's sort of like when you go to Washington and you see the Capitol, you expect to see some of the original history, and you see the history of the state, and the richness of the state.
But at the same time, it features a lot of modern technology and even a learning center for students. Mockler says they have made the Capitol a museum.
I think it's just incredible. I think people will be very pleased. You know, it was a lot of money. But again, it's also the crown jewel of the state of Wyoming, so it was definitely worth it. I think the colors will surprise people. I think finding the craftsmen that could do some of this work will surprise people how hard it was, but then still what an amazing job they've done.
Nicholas says it might even improve legislating.
When you look up the Tiffany glass, when you look at the paintings, if you're a legislator, it makes a difference. It sets the tone. It sets your mood. When people are there, they understand that this is a serious place with serious businesses. At the same time, I hope that when the people are there, they feel like they're in a special place.
Lawmakers plan a soft opening on July 10th, Wyoming Statehood Day. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.